Hey guys, it's Simon, and this is Sad Boy Hour with me. I don't know why I keep on messing up that intro. I don't know if I should redo it or not, but you know what? Let's just leave it in for fun. Anyway, so in today's episode, we're going to talk about Jakarta, which is my origin slash hometown. And this is kind of a part two to that episode, Sana Party. I'm going to talk more about like what it's like living in here, but you know what, that may not be fun because 90% of my listeners are Indonesian, so you know, you guys already know what it's like living in here, but I'm gonna mix it up a bit and talk about like my perspective and what I've been through and my experiences in here. But I'm not gonna go in like, I'm not going to talk about all my experiences in here because that'll be really long, and I really want to share some of them for the next episode. And again, I'm going to answer some questions from the story that I posted because there are some interesting things in there. And oh my God, I just snapped my finger. And also, I'm going to talk about a bit of like locations in here that I love and my favorite restaurants, because there are some new restaurants that I would like to talk about and some new restaurants that I just tried today. Like today I just went to Taco Local, which is this Mexican food place in Dharmawangsa. And yeah, we're gonna talk a bit of that, and if you want to listen to it, stick around. Oh my God, I keep on changing my intros and I still can't decide on which intro I want to use exactly, but I think I'm going to stick to that one because I like how it sounds and it's taken from a certain song. And if you know what song it is taken from, you are awesome and extra points for you. But anyways, to kick off this episode, let's talk about where I just went today. So today I went to the Dharmawangsa area. And let me just explain the situation there. So I went to this place called Plastipas. I'm not sure if that's what it's exactly called. But anyways, you get the idea. No, actually you don't. But anyways, it's an area. It's a place in Dharmawangsa. And they have like a few restaurants in them. And it's like a little mall. Like a super mini mall. But it's just restaurants. And there's like a variety of interesting restaurants. There's a pizza restaurant and there's some dessert shops, and we bought some cookies from this one shop called Dough, but it's spelled like D-O-U-X, and honestly it was kind of disappointing, and that's kind of upsetting to say because there's this other small dessert shop online that me and my cousin love to order. Like we order that in a daily, like every time like this shop opens like a pre-order, we're always like there, and they sell like cookies and brownies, and they have like the best cookies. But the thing is, it's not like a legit like corporate like a company place. Like it's literally like my friend's friend dessert shop that she makes at home with her friends, and that is way better than Dough. And that's just kind of, it's kind of saying something, because like, you know, it's kind of like, it's kind of weird when you're like an established restaurant but you can't defeat something that is like home cooked. But you know what, sometimes home cooked is just better. It's more like, I don't know, it feels better. But yeah, I don't really recommend the dessert shop Dough, but we tried this like Mexican restaurant. I don't know why I forgot about it for a second. It was called Taco Local, and it was pretty darn good. It wasn't like amazing, but it was pretty good. Like we ordered some nachos. Honestly, I think what's so disappointing about the place is the guacamole. They mix it in with like red bean or baked bean, whatever. But they mix it together and you kind of lose the guacamole flavor. And it's like kind of like very limey. And yeah, you know, if you know me well, I love guacamole. I love avocado. I'm such a basic bitch. And as a taco connoisseur myself, yes, I am a connoisseur. I made shrimp tacos at home and they're pretty darn good. Guacamole is such a key ingredient in tacos. I feel like if you ruin the guacamole, you basically ruin the whole dish. But you know what? It didn't really ruin the whole dish. It was still good. I ordered it was like steak with guacamole and some Oh, we ordered some extra cheese and it was pretty darn good. Like, my mouth be watering talking about it because it was really good. And something about Mexican food just hits different. And you know what? This restaurant hits different. It's pretty good. We also ordered this burrito and the size. I mean, like, it's not that pricey, but I thought it would be bigger because a burrito circumference is like, it's pretty big, but this one is kind of mini, and I was like, oh, that's kind of small. I would recommend the burrito from Burgreens more, and they're vegan, and it's like this like meatless burrito thing, and they replace the meat with like beans, and that's pretty darn good. But the one in Taco Local, it's like warm and like fresh in a way, and it's pretty good. We ordered the chicken one, and that one's good. I recommend. But basically, I recommend Taco Local. The milkshakes, however, they tasted good, but they were smaller than I expected, as in, like, the portion. The cup is pretty small, but they're still good. But the thing is, I didn't drink a lot of it because I don't really drink cow's milk. I don't really consume dairy. Oh, my God. I sound very picky. But you know what? Being a picky eater is kind of fun at all, but I don't know where I'm going with that. But anyways, based on the testimony of my cousin and my sister, they really like the milkshake. They ordered the vanilla milkshake and the chocolate peanut butter thing, and they really liked it. I, on the other hand, I ordered ginger ale, and you know what? You never go wrong with ginger ale because it's really, you know, it's really refreshing, and it really matches the taco vibe and Mexican and whatever. And we also tried this noodle restaurant, noodle shop thing, and it's like pretty small, but it was really good. I didn't eat a whole portion, but my mom and my other cousin did, and they really enjoyed it. And my mom enjoyed it, but here's the funny story. She was complaining to the maid. I don't like saying maid, but like, you know, the someone who works in the restaurant. And the thing is, my mom is like a noodle connoisseur, like a meat I am connoisseur. Like, she is good at making it, and she's just like, you know what, there's some negatives, and like the soup is too, like, it's not as hot, because she said that if you want to eat meat I am, the noodle, like the soup has to be like real hot, like boiling, piping hot. And that's like her only complaint. But she also said that she can literally make the noodles they served at home, and you know what, maybe she can, I don't know. But yeah, that was pretty fun. We wanted to go to Nalar afterwards, and I ever went there with my friend Aiko, and we actually did a photo shoot there. It was a really awkward photo shoot, not gonna lie. It was kind of annoying because of that, because the photographer, he's pretty good, and he's kind of like, he is a professional photo shooter. Wait, that's not a word. Photographer. And he actually took pictures of like celebgrams, like Alcarin and stuff. But his social skills weren't good with me and my friend, and we were just like, it was so awkward. But anyways, I'm going out of topic, but Nalar was like full, and it was so scary because, like, you know, considering the situation right now, I can't believe they don't give a fuck about like space and like social distancing. I know like we're having the new normal, but like, you know, some restaurants, they still have like certain rules where they would skip a table for each guest. And I, you know what, it feels safer to me with that rule established. But anyways, yeah, that's what I did today. It was kind of fun. It was kind of stressful because my mom was like hungry, and she was impatient, and she kept on yelling at us because we were taking a shower for too long. And that kind of bugged me a bit. And yeah. So for the segment of this episode, I would like to dedicate my complaints with the people in Jakarta, because I love complaining. That's just me. And yeah, I actually went off a bit in my latest TikTok, where I talk about like hate comments and like how I feel being a citizen of this city, I guess. So let me put my feelings about being in Jakarta in this one quote. So there's this quote from the movie Joker, and it says, "The worst part about having a mental illness is people expect you to behave as if you don't." You know, other than the mental illness part, I mean, I hope not. That's exactly how I feel about being in Jakarta, because people tend to tell me that I should be more masculine, while in reality, I used to not see myself as a less masculine person. I thought I was just being myself, which is normal. But you know what? I am now fully aware of the judgments and the mean people in the world. And I've taken that into account. And you know what? Who gives a fuck? Okay, I'm getting ahead of myself. But anyways, that's how I feel about the close-minded people in Jakarta, because they're so fucking annoying. Like, literally, I could count my parents as that. But I get it. I start getting these things because I study fucking theory of knowledge in school. And I start to understand that people base their morality, I guess. Is that even a word? They base their moral knowledge on their backgrounds, on how they were taught by their parents. And sadly, that's how it has been in the fucking villages. And that's what they think is what is right and what is wrong. And yeah, it's a shitty city. And I sometimes even feel like I can't fit in, and I feel like I'm neglected by the city. But do you know what? There are some positives, like just paying the police when you break the rules and not go into a whole mess. That's one of the positives in here. And also, you can freaking order food half GoPay and half cash. That's like a big benefit. And you know what? There are other benefits. I feel like the rules here in Jakarta are just like not that strict, and you can get like pirated movies and stuff. And I hate piracy. I'm a person who would literally rent and buy movies in iTunes, because you know what? I think art is important in this world. And that's another thing in Jakarta. They don't take art seriously. And you know what? Whatever. Fuck those people. Anyways, I want to talk about more restaurants because I think that's more fun right now. Okay, so let's talk about freaking Sophia, because this restaurant has been in my mind for days, because it has been so long since I visited. Why can't I say words like recently? I feel like I'm on my period. Can you hear that fucking motorcycle noise in the background and my finger snapping? Why am I? Oh my god, whatever. Sophia. Oh my god, that restaurant is so good. First of all, the ambiance is just beautiful. The lighting is like this dim light, but it's still like, I don't know, it's like pretty. Like, I don't take pictures there, but like, I just take pictures of like the ambiance. Like, because if you like, when you take pictures of yourself, it's kind of like too dim and you need to use flash, and you know, flash just exposes like your acne and stuff. But I love the place, I love the interior. Just like the structure, like the tall walls is just beautiful, and like the chandeliers. And even the dining experience is like amazing. I feel so fancy when I go there. I would order like sparkling water, where in reality, I wouldn't drink sparkling water at home, but I would drink sparkling water at Sophia specifically. And I love their complimentary bread. It's still so warm and it's like puffy. It's like a fucking warm pillow. I just want to bite into it, and with the butter, and it's just, oh my god, it's so good. And if you're asking me what's my favorite thing on the menu, it's the 48-hour bolognese pasta. That shit goes crazy. That is so good. The other day, my sister went there with my mom without inviting me, and I was kind of pissed, but she took away the pasta, and it was like, oh my god, even like after 1 hour of it being in a box in a car, it's still like so freaking good. And I shared it with my cousins, and you know what, did that kind of piss me off that I had to share? Yeah, but you know what, let's not be greedy, because it's one of the seven deadly sins. And my sister keeps on talking about seven deadly sins. I don't know what is up her ass lately. She keeps on like asking me, what is your favorite seven, like from the seven deadly sins? And I'm like, like what? Like, you can't pick a favorite. Like, they are sins for a reason. And my sister is so proud of saying that her biggest sin, like the common sin she would do from the seven deadly sins, is like lust, which is like just a formal word for sange. And I'm just like, bitch, that is so embarrassing. Like, you're just like, you're too thirsty. I still can't choose from which one of the seven, because I don't know. Like, I think I'm like holy. I'm like literally God. I'm kidding. But yeah. Oh my god, I'm going out of topic again, but you know, whatever. Yeah, I love Sophia. And what else should we talk about? Oh my god. I feel like I should keep this episode like low-key and short, because last time I made it like 44 minutes long, and that was like, I don't know if anyone even wants to hear it, because it's like 44 minutes long. But you know what, that's one of my favorite episodes, and if you haven't listened to it, go listen to it. And anyways, I think I'm gonna talk about the malls in Jakarta in this segment. So there are some malls that I want to specifically mention. But first of all, let's talk about MKG, Mall Kapagading, the OG bitch, the mall that I would go to every time I go home from school. And you know what? I have a love-hate relationship with this mall. Let's start with the hate because that's more fun. So first of all, a lot of like ally people just go there and they think they're so dope when they wear like freaking like jacket around their waist and they just go with their friends. I'm just like, it's just fucking MKG, bro. Just calm your tits. Yeah, I hate the fact that I can like meet literally anyone in MKG. Like I could meet like my ade class, my kaka class, and it's just so awkward. Like sometimes I think my go-to outfit when I wear to MKG, I would wear like a straight up hoodie and like slippers. Like the hoodie, first of all, is so I can cover my head and no one can like recognize me. Oh my god, I feel like a celebrity. And for the sandals, I just don't give a fuck what I wear to MKG because it's just literally MKG. Like when I used to go to Mandarin tuition, yeah, I used to take Mandarin. Goodbye, Mandarin. I still don't understand what I learned from that 9 years of Mandarin, or 10 years actually. But I would literally go to my tuition and using my boxers, like literally, and I would literally go to the movies in MKG still using that boxer. And it was kind of iconic. And yeah, that just proves how much respect I give for MKG, which is low. And yeah, MKG is the OG. On the other side, it's just, you know what? It's just like the original mall. Like I think that's like the first mall I ever went to. I'm not sure though. I can't really prove that. But you know, it has so much memories. Like I used to go with my aunt a lot in there when she used to live in my house, and we used to eat in QQ. And even though I had like a cockroach in my kuetiao kangkong terasi, and they still don't want to refund it for me. Even though that happened, I still go back there because it's still like, you know what? It's QQ and it has a lot of memories. And I memorize every spot in MKG. If you ask me where something is, I would know. Like, I would know where it is. If you're asking me where's the Christian shop in MKG, it's literally in MKG Dua, and it's right across Hokkaido Bento, if that even still exists. But you know what? I've not been going there recently. I've been going a lot to Plaza Indonesia, because Plaza Indonesia is like, oh my god, it's like one of my favorite malls ever. Let's talk about that now. I think the most common restaurant I go there is Shabu Shabu House, because my mom loves Shabu Shabu House. Like she goes there on the regular, she goes there daily. Like she loves that place. And you know what, not gonna lie, it is amazing. But sometimes my mom goes like OD on Shabu Shabu House, and sometimes I'm just like, oh my god, mom, again. But Shabu Shabu House is amazing. I highly recommend it. Other than that, my favorite restaurant, oh my god, Mother Monster. It's so sad what happened to that freaking restaurant, because when it just opened, it was like amazing. The toilet is iconic with the post-it and everything. Genius idea. And the food was good, but the fact that they cut down on the menu and they like removed some things off the menu, it's just like, what the fuck are you guys doing? Like, what the heck? Because the food, literally, oh my god, last time my friend ordered this like Amer, you know Amer, but like as a milkshake, it was so fucking bad. Oh, it wasn't a milkshake, it was like a cake. It was so bad, like, not gonna lie. And they removed the freaking matcha lava cake. Oh my god, like the matcha lava cake is iconic. It was so freaking amazing. My mom even loved it. And they also removed like a lot of things. Like I remember there used to be this like salmon mentai thing. Oh my god, I just coughed. I'm sorry. I don't think I want to cut that out. But yeah, it was like the salmon mentai thing, and it was like pretty good. Like there were so many different menus in there. I don't know if they still have the cocktails, but one time I had this like cocktail and it was pretty good. Oh no, my god! After they cut down the menu, I went there with my friends and I ordered this like cinnamon cocktail thing. And the reason I ordered that is because the waiter like referred to that drink and they say like, this is pretty cool, because like when they come, they show you with the fire. But oh my god, this is such a funny story. The person, I don't think he was an experienced mixologist, because he was literally like, when he was burning the cup thing, his hand was literally on fire. Like literally he was like, he was in pain. He like I just remember him just like, oh my god, like flinching and like fidgeting, because he was like literally he touched fire. But it was just so funny because he didn't know how to do it. But that cocktail tasted so bad. Like, I didn't know why the waiter referred to that. Probably because it's like expensive and they just want my money. But yeah, Mother Monster is pretty good. Cork and Screw. Oh my God. Cork and Screw in there is like amazing. And I met Chantel Laura on the way to Cork and Screw that time. And I actually took a picture with her. And if you don't know me, I'm a big Chantel Laura fan. I love her. Yusei Aku was like my bop. Like literally that was like my childhood song. But Cork and Screw is amazing. Their Nutella cake, their iced strawberry tea is the OG. I love that shit. I would go there a lot with my dad after dinner. And I would even go there with like... Oh, I didn't go with my friends yet, but I went with, like, my cousin and my sister and her boyfriend, and we met this, like, drunk, there were these people in their late, like, early 20s, and they're, like, working people, and they were, like, drunk, and they, oh my God, and I also invited my Australian cousin at that, oh my God, this is such a funny story. So, basically, we went there. After dinner, we had dinner at Paul, which is also another good restaurant. We decided to have like a few drinks afterwards. And by the way, guys, if you know that I'm underage, you know what? There's no underage. Like literally, there's no age borderline in Jakarta. That's that's a thing. But you know what? I'm not a big alcohol fan. I'm just like, I love fun drinks like cocktails and stuff because they actually have flavor. But like vodka, they just taste like straight up gasoline. Anyways, we went to Cork and Screw with my sister and my sister's boyfriend and my Australian cousin and the drunk people. They invited us over to their table and they gave us like some free drinks, and it was so funny because they were like drunk and they were trying to talk to us. And oh my God, one of these like working people was like this Japanese guy, and this Japanese guy offered to pay my cousin to have sex with him. Oh my God. It was like the funniest shit ever. I couldn't stop laughing. I was laughing, crying. I was crying because it was so fucking funny. And my cousin just like, I remember she's like she's like part Australian and part Indonesian. And she literally said when the other friend that told her about the offer, my cousin was like, what? And she knows the word kontal, and she was like, kontal mu kecil. Oh wait, she was like kontal mu small, and it was like so fucking funny. I couldn't stop laughing. But after some free drinks from them, we just like, you know what, we're going out, bro. This is, you know what, my cousin's not a whore. No, nothing against whores, you know, you do what you gotta do. But like, yeah, we were it was just such a funny story. Yeah, and that's all about Plaza Indonesia. Crazy. I love Plaza Indonesia. That's also one of like the first malls I ever went to when I was younger. My mom used to take me there a lot because yeah, she just loves Plaza Indonesia. And right beside Plaza Indonesia is Grand Indonesia. And the thing is about Grand Indonesia, I don't love it because it's so fucking full. Especially that area with the oh my God. It was like it's near Q Billiard around that area. Like, you know, with the escalators, it's such a confusing place with the CGV and the Fun World. It's just like, it's so crowded. I can't stand Grand Indonesia. I am so sorry. I'm not a big fan. I think the only spot I like is Social House. And it's because my friends, we used to go there. Like, we went there for one of my friend's birthday, and she had like the worst time ever, but I had the best time ever. Social House is really good. And it was also one of the OGs. It's like one of the OG party places. When I was younger, my mom used to take there a lot with her girlfriends. I don't know why. I think I went there because I wanted to eat, because the food was like good. I know they change a lot of things now. They turned that into a brunch place, which is literally ridiculous. That is such a nightlife restaurant. But Soho Social House is pretty good. I don't like back then. I think I prefer it back then rather than now. You know, I want to mention one more mall before I leave this episode because, you know what, my cousin started, like, leaving the room because I told him to shut up. Anyways, the next malls, actually two malls, but I really consider them as one because they're, like, right across to each other and you can literally just cross the street to go to the other one small. And I'm going to talk about Plaza Senayan and Senayan City. First of all, Senayan City really gives me Grand Indonesia vibes. It's so crowded and it's like tall and it's just like a lot of people. I think the only area I like in Senayan City is that Japanese restaurant that's underneath. I think it's called I think that's what it's called, because I used to go there a lot with my group called Slot of Baraklan, and we're like, ooh, OG. That restaurant is actually pretty good. I don't know if it's still there because I haven't been there in a while. But on the other hand, Plaza Sinaian's like, oh, I love Plaza Sinaian. And my friend Michelle actually mentioned this. She said that Plaza Sinaian is like the best place to have a date with someone. And you know what? That's a great tip for someone who never dated anyone. But you know what? I'll take that into account someday. But oh yeah, by the way, guys, listen to Michelle's podcast. She's really good. It's called Michelle Slump God or something. Just search Michelle Lim, I think. Just search Michelle Lim on Spotify. I think you'll get her podcast. It's really good. But yeah, Plaza Sinaian is so good, especially the OG Union, the Fountain. Oh my God, I love the Union there. I go there with my friends a lot because like the ambiance is just amazing. But the only thing I fucking hate about that is that the 1.5 hour thing, like what the fuck? Oh my God, if you went to Union MKG, they don't have time limit because nobody goes to Union in MKG. It's like kind of like shitty, but like the food is still the same. But like you got to do what you got to do to have that. Mushroom pasta thing, that's my favorite, by the way. Is it a tagliante or whatever like that? It's really good. That's like my favorite menu. And the truffle fries, oh so good. Oh yeah, and their bread is good, but the thing is Sophia's bread is better. I'm so sorry, Union. But yeah, I have a problem with that 1.5 hour rule, girl. And also the rule with the no sandals, no shorts thing. I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, you think I'm going to like a formal event? Like, I'm not gonna meet the president in freaking Union, the fuck. But you know what, whatever, because the ambiance is still amazing and it's all still worth it with the Fountain and whatever. Yeah, Union Plaza is the best. Okay, anyways, oh yeah, oh my God, someone asked me in my story, and I'm like adding more things, and I also promise I'm gonna answer one of the questions. Someone told me about speaking on the LGBTQ community, and I can't really speak for everyone in that community, but like, you know how like in South Jakarta they have like people that are more confident in wearing, like, as in like to break gender roles, as in like boys would wear something more feminine. I don't like saying those stuff because like anyone can wear anything and I don't like labels. But there was this one TikTok where like people are just like, oh my God, homo, when they see like people like that, and then like they're just like, I don't care. And someone in the comment section was like, they're actually the coolest people on earth. And I'm like, truth, that's like literally facts. Like, I love how people are just like in the South Jakarta malls like that, they're more confident. And you know what? I don't like the word confident because everyone should just dress the way they want. They can do whatever they want. Okay, love, whatever. Okay, whatever they want. So stop fucking judging and just let people live. Okay, anyways, that's it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Stick around, follow this podcast, follow my Instagram if you want to, follow my TikTok if you want to. It's all Simon Duhartana. And some people on TikTok are like asking for a playlist, and I keep on having to comment my username. It's Simon Duhartana. Okay, I have a lot of playlists there that you might want to check out. And yeah, and don't forget to rate this podcast, leave some feedback because I need those to improve on this podcast. But anyways, yeah, thank you for listening to this episode. See you in the next one. Bye, loves. Stay safe, and thank you for listening. Bye.